It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Yeah.
Drinking again.
I love Scott.
Let's do the drink Scott, of the week Scott, now. Scott. Here comes the beverage cart. Producer Haas is wheeling in right now, and it's got a number of items in it that Susie will use to make something. What are we making?
We're making a Bell Station Shocker. And
Bell Station is the bar where
the
you
establishment
created yes. this.
And the Shock Top is the beer we're going to use. If you know what a shocker is, that's the sign for it. Okay, so we're going to use this Belgian white Shock Top. It's like a wheat ale.
Pop top again.
And it has some delicious citrusy notes. And I'm hopefully pouring it better than I did in the video that you can see on the Dina Raj and Houston's Eagle Facebook pages.
But this video is on right now.
I think you
yes.
did that just about
no,
right.
No, that's going up. The outtakes are on now.
I yeah. see what
the
you're
real
saying.
Video is...
The outtakes of this?
Okay, stop it. You're making me confused.
Not to mention the audience.
Why do we right. do two videos of this?
I don't know. Because...
That's
you
a
know
good
why?
Pour.
Because when I am... Oh, no, wait, you don't get that yet.
Oh.
Because when I am... doing it on the video at the bar, you aren't there.
Okay.
And that way I can talk and I can...
You still are right now. What, I don't understand the difference.
Why do we duplicate
when
this?
When you're not in and when I'm in.
Just all about you.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
good pour. I learned on Bar Rescue that you pour it off the side of the rim till about two-thirds up, and then you pour it straight in the middle to get just the right amount of head.
Yes. So you get the beer. I need that one too, please. And
that's yours, the warm one, Haas.
And then you put in a shot of orange juice.
What the?
I know it sounds weird, but there is like a orange kind of flavoring, orange kind of notes to this beer, and it just is gonna.
Yeah, it's already orangey.
Enhance that.
Well, it's like people use an orange slice with.
The Blue Moons.
Yeah,
yeah,
the Blue Moon deal.
Or, you know, people put tomato juice in some beer. You know,
yeah.
It's like a red beer.
Weird people.
It's orange juice. Okay, and then you put in a shot of, and I'm going to use citrus vodka. You can use just regular vodka.
Because it's not citrusy enough.
Alrighty.
Just a shot, because a beer is not strong enough. And that is it. This is a Belgian, a Bell Station Shocker.
Is that warm one?
I can't tell really. Hold on.
Here, no, don't be giving me a warm one.
This is the cold one.
All right. You've not right. earned the cold one yet.
Do we need to swirl it, or I mean, is
nope.
it?
Nope. It's
go.
Good.
Right.
Let's go.
Cheers.
Go time. Oh, it tastes like beer,
with a little hint of the orange and a kind of stronger finish. I cannot find a fault with it.
Not a single one.
I'm going to spit
good.
This one. I can't
you don't
tell.
Like it?
I can't tell if it's the warm beer or if I just don't like it.
Well, you've had warm before. Beer before, Haas.
It's, yeah, I don't know. I don't like
yeah,
the,
I'm
the tart
on
with
this. One.
I'm not down with this either.
Yeah,
so a mixed bag today.
Wow.
So.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm going to swallow on this one.
Me
so
too.
Two for two. People decide for themselves.
Now, what you can do is when you're at the bar and you don't want to do it in a glass, you can do it with the bottle and you just drink it down to the like to the label where mm-hmm. the and then you put it in the beer and put your thumb over it and tip it once and then that'll be good in the beer.
And would that make it taste better?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well,
you're
I'll
cooler
just
that
make
way.
The bartender do it. That's what he's there for. I'm not going to make my own drinks.
Well, if you want to learn how to make this, we have two videos you can watch. Of the Drink of the Week with Susie, and you'll find those online on our social media for the Susie Drink of the Week.